Oh, good evening. A floor, please.
16. Wow. This is a beautiful elevator. Reminds me of the Chrysler building.
Do you work in the Chrysler?
I had some business dealings there in the past.
The past is never where you think you left it.
Indeed. Who said that?
Catherine Ann Porter, one of my faves. Coming up on 16.
Surprised you let me up?
I'm not that awful. Come in.
Quite the place.
Where have you been? I thought you'd either chase after me or decide I wasn't worth the trouble.
I sat at the bar, reflecting.
Seems like that's your thing.
Wondering whether I'd overstepped my bounds. You came in after a pretty traumatic experience, and I threw some unsolicited advice your way. You should have slapped me in the face.
Then why'd you give it?
During my year in New Mexico, I heard a talk about the Good Samaritan and decided to help others, even if they didn't ask for it. But now I know it comes with risks.
Let me show you what I've been doing.
Lovely baby grand.
Look at my desk.
Letters.
Let's sit on the love seat.
Gladly.
I've started 4 letters. 1 to Jeanette, girlfriend number 1. 1 to Terry, girlfriend number 2. 1 to the former me, and 1 to you.
Me? Why me?
If you hadn't been at the bar, I would have secluded myself and moved on. Then I would have found another person, probably younger, to distract myself from myself.
I totally get it.
I know you do. That's why, after I left the bar, I had your lovely voice in my head, urging me to change, starting tonight.
I'm flattered.
You should be. I dated men and women up until 5 years ago. Since then, I've only been with women.
Why the switch?
I found it harder to find men like you. Kind, smart, confident, but not domineering.
I humbly accept that. What's that smell?
Oh, God. I hope I didn't burn it. Phew. They're fine.
Is that pumpkin bread?
Will you help me deliver them? You are the inspiration, after all.
Are you asking?
Yes, I'm asking you to spend the night.
You sure?
I am. I guarantee it will be nicer than sleeping in the desert monastery.
Can't argue with that.